You were born in a death cult and didn't know it. And the death cult is all around you. Everything in the system is a death cult. The sine wave is the snake. Time is befallen. Even time itself is part of the death cult. So you're surrounded by it your whole life. You're born into it. You can't escape it except through Jesus. And then you have to wake up to it, that you're in it, and people around you are speaking it and thinking it. The music, the news, the TV, the fear, the lies, the drama, it's all the death cult. Drama is up and down, right? Everybody says drama queen, right? Well, that's what the sine wave is, up and down. What is the bipolar? I'm bipolar. Everybody says, I'm bipolar. No, you're not. You're in a death, you're thinking like death. The steady state is what you want to be in. You don't want to be up and down, up and down. If you are up and down, you're not whole. You're not healthy. You've got to find the steady state position in life. Now, first of all, you have to admit it. Even if you've never heard this before, and I'm telling you, you still will reject it. Even though I tell you, look up the word time in the etymology, and it means to befall. What is befall? To fall. Death. Fallen. The fallen angels. Why did they fall down towards earth? Why is it gravity? The gravity of the matter's grave. Why are you going back to the grave? Because your body, your mortal, your body is mortal. It's going to die. It's actually dying. As soon as you get born, it's growing, but it's dying. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can quicken your mortal bodies. You're in a death cult. You're born in time. Time is the death cult. Listen to what I'm saying. Meditate on what I'm saying. I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you that you're in a death cult. And everybody that you're rubbing shoulders with is speaking death. When you wake up to it, you won't eat McDonald's anymore. You won't eat Burger King. You won't eat their grease, their raggedy old grease that it tastes so bad. Once you quit eating their grease, you know, certain oils fine, like coconut oil and extra virgin olive oil. But when you start eating their little grease, that's whatever they fry their French fries and stuff with, you'll spit it out. You can't stand it. I promise you, if you start to make decisions based on life, and this sounds legalistic, but it's not. This is not legalism at all. When you start making decisions in your thoughts, in your conversation, who you rub shoulders with, what you listen to, what you watch, what you commune with, and you start to walk in life, right? You start to walk in life. What happens? When you leave the death cult and everything that you're doing, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect, but everything that you're trying to do is move towards life. What happens? People around you who are speaking death, you can't be around them. And if you are around them, you're not around them for long. I promise you. If you meditate on what I'm saying, your hair is dead skin, your fingernails dead skin, your skin peels, you're actually like walking around in a snake body, creation, the creature. Yes, it regenerates. Yes, that's by the grace of God, we're in a regenerative body. But my point is, if you really think about everything in front of you, the second law of thermodynamics, everything's going down. It's deteriorating. Why? Because you're in a death cult. Why does everything seem to go to disorder? Because you're in a death cult. Why do you always have to clean your house? Because you're in the devil's death cult. Everything dropped down. Adam and Eve dropped us down into sin, so I really can't blame the devil. You know, it's easy to blame the devil, but it's really us. You're in a death cult. And what was the name of that movie? Dark City. It reveals what you're in, but it's not the devil's fault. It's man who chose death. Eve chose death. She chose to believe the lie. And so you're surrounded by lies. You're surrounded by the darkness. You're surrounded by the money that you're spending. It's a debt money system. That's a lie. Everything around you is a lie. And when you wake up to it, you become, you're not just a conspiracy theorist. You realize the whole system's lies. The whole system's insanity. The dentist told me to get a softer brush, I think. That's the secret to brushing your teeth and your gum. But I promise you, if you wake up to the fact that you're in a death cult, and you start making decisions based on life, every time you spend money, every time you eat, everything that you do, you don't even actually have to eat every day. And when you cut back sugar, which is part of the death cult, you won't even be hungry. You won't even be hungry anymore. Because your protein and the oils in the food gives you the energy. You move away from burning sugar to ketones. Most of the stuff that people buy, they don't even need. Instead of buying some, invest it. The reason you want to invest your money is because your money is being devalued. But if you invest in a company's raising in value. It's just common sense, really, to be honest with you. I was going to talk about it some more, but I'm in the store, so. Yeah. So you're in a death cult, and you don't even know it. You were born in it. You're surrounded by it. The media's part of it. The drama, the fear darts, the half-truths, the delusions that they speak, the movie stars. It's pretty much everywhere. And you can sit here and talk about why do people watch the halftime Super Bowl demonic? Why do people worship the devil? Because it's a death cult. They're in the cult. Why do they watch the halftime Super Bowl demonic stuff and not even see it? Because it's a death cult. Darkness, blindness, insanity, no truths. Why is it when you date a queen bee person, she'll say, "That's my truth." What do you mean that's your truth? You don't have any truth. The truth comes from God. You either have God's truth or no truth. God is source, and you're only going to get truth from God, because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And so if you think you're queen bee and you have your own truth, you are delusional. And I remember I'd go out on a date with this one and talk to this one, try to convince them that Jesus said, and they'd say, "Well, you have your truth, I have my truth." What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And back then I used to feel sorry for them and try to put up with it. Now I don't even waste my time. It's a waste of time. Once you see the game repeating, all the queen bees think the same way. That's my truth. Well, you don't have any truths. What are you talking about? It's either God's truth or no truth. It's either God's way or no way. Jesus is the way. There's only one 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 way. Jesus is the way. There's only one truth. Jesus is the truth. There's only one life. Jesus is life. He came unto his own received him not. Why? Because they love darkness more than they love light, because they're in the death cult. They love the darkness. They love the lies. See, think about what's happening here. I want you to really think about it. So if they reject God, they want to be God. So they try to create their own reality. So if they can lie to you and lie to 20 other people, then they can create their fake reality. And so they become their little god or their little goddess in their little group. Whether it's a cult or an ism or a denomination, they become gods. And when you show them their contradiction, they have to kick you out. Oh, we got to kick you out. Because you see through the cult than the ism. We got to defame you, lie about you, make up stuff. We got to do all kinds of stuff to shut you down. I haven't studied this guy, but the guy, what was his name? The guy's name was Malcolm X. I don't know what he stands for, but I did see one clip where he says, look, the left and right, the blue, the Democrats, Republicans, the blue and the red is just another game. Now, he was right about that. He's probably a communist or something, but he was right about that. They'll use some truth, but that truth is reality. They're deceiving you at every level. Political, educational, medical, every system that's down here is the death cult. If you can get a hold of what I'm telling you, then you'll change your whole life. You won't even communicate with the death cult members unless they're trying to get out of it. And the reason people can't hear you is the same reason they couldn't hear Jesus, because you're speaking life and you're telling them you're in a death cult. The sugar you eat is sugar cane. Cain killed Abel. It's taking away your ability, Abel. You're not able because Cain killed Abel. Sugar cane killed Abel, your ability. And you might say, well, you're saying all the words fit. Yeah, all the words fit because it's a script. And when you see, you're in a dark place. And the only way you're going to walk through it and survive is with Jesus and doing the script of Jesus. Because you're not going to survive any other way. Because the darkness is everywhere. No matter where you go, you're bombarded with the death cult. And so you're going to have to renew your inner man. And you're going to have to see past the game. You're going to have to pay attention to your thoughts, even. Because your thoughts were brainwashed from a child in the death cult. And you're only going to be able to escape it by renewing your mind and thinking life. Let's say somebody's worrying or a fear or a doubt or whatever. Those things are not even real. God is your sustainer and provider. He was a savior before you were born, and he's a savior right now. And he's always going to make a way of escape. And somebody who's living in fear, that's the death cult. That's a lie. This is what I'm talking about. There's a healthy fear to prepare. But to live in a state of fear all the time, that's the death cult.